Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. Thanksgiving Day marks two important events for the museum and gallery: the inaugural opening of the collection in 1951, and later in 1965, its reopening in the renovated university's former dining common, which is M&G's current campus location. Both events were celebrated with invitations to special guests and dignitaries. On the occasion of the 1965 grand reopening, museum directors, curators, historians, and dealers attended. Part of the festivities included a two-day symposium called Culture in the Visual Arts, where six prominent men from national cultural institutions presented papers and praised the collection founded by Dr. Bob Jones Jr. Of special note is one speaker, Dr. Theodore Rousseau, then curator of paintings at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. Today, we know Rousseau as one of the Monuments Men, the group of American and British men and women who preserved the artistic and cultural achievement of Western civilization from Nazi destruction and theft. In a letter following his visit, Rousseau wrote Dr. Bob saying, "I also want to tell you once more how much I admire what you have done. You have made a highly important contribution to the cultural development of this country, and as I told you, I am most impressed with the unique quality of your museum. In M&G's 70th year, we're grateful to our founder and all those like Rousseau whose shoulders we stand on as we continue, like they, preserving history and culture for the benefit of generations to come." History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.